be back after these reminders.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. It's also a video. I'm Red and today I have with me a very special guest. His name is Carlos Eldran and we will be talking about something that happened in Baguio. By the way, we have name tags because we are in the middle of a meetup, which you are of course all welcome to attend. Just stay tuned for the invites that we post on the website and the Facebook pages. So tell us about what happened. We were having lunch, you know, before waiting for the RH.
Yeah, I mean it's really a small incident, but actually it like reflects larger issues. We were about to sit down to lunch during the height of the RH bill Supreme Court decision rally. We decided to go to Cafe by the Ruins, and as we're sitting down, somebody next to us who's dressed in red, which is the color of the anti-RH group, goes up to me and says, "Watch your language, there's children here." Right? And I was kind of shocked because I don't even remember saying anything bad. And so I looked at him, I saw that his shirt was red, I kind of like had a feeling about what was going on, that this was a person who recognized me, and I said, "Oh, I'm fucking sorry. I'm so fucking sorry for saying bad words," right? And so, but I was fucking sorry. Right?
He was fucking sorry.
I was really fucking sorry.
I can fucking confirm that he was fucking sorry.
Right? And then I think Jeet Launch can like hit the menu like, get me out of here right now. And so, I think we did have I did have some choice words to share
some
with him. That's the word to say, like, don't fucking ever tell me what to say again. I think, because he was trying to point this child, saying that, you know, it is my. You know, there are children in the house, so we don't want to have bad words because now I'll have those words in my brain. And I said, "Your child will hear the word fuck at some point in his life." And I looked at him and said, "You're going to hear the word fuck at some point in your life. At least it's from me." Let me tell you this right now. This word, and I did think I said, "Stop trying to control me."
Then you can freedom of expression. You made that whole
or something like don't try to control the thought. No, don't try to control information from your child.
Yeah, freedom of information, freedom of expression. It was a nice speech. I wish we, you know, Garrick had the camera on.
Yeah, no. I mean, my better speech was actually after he left, and of course you have the sort of like regrets and like 2020 hindsight. Like, oh, yeah. This is what I should have said. Oh, damn it, this is what I should have said.
The wittiest comments always
were after he was gone.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about now. It's whether adults like us should censor ourselves when we speak in front of children who could hear us. Now, let's just clarify what happened at that particular lunch. We weren't, and Carlos wasn't shouting. It wasn't like the RH.
I wasn't like screaming into their face, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you," and your child, right? It was not that. It was a conversation between all of us having it. And I probably said it like passingly, like, you know, like super, you know, fucking in passing, like that, right? It wasn't meant as an interjective.
It was like a like seasoning for your speech.
Yeah, it was like an adverb or an adjective. It was like totally used, fuck was used as a descriptive.
It's a punctuation.
And not as an imperative.
Yeah, instead of commas, he used fucks.
I wasn't telling him to fuck himself.
Yeah.
I was just using it as I said, as an adverb. And it was a very, very low tone. I mean, even lower than what we're saying now, if we're even talking about what it is I was saying. It was obviously heard by a man who already knew who I was, listening in on the conversation and looking and realizing who I was and using his child as an avatar for his own anger.
So this
it's quite obvious that's exactly what he was doing. Since I can't get you for, you know, your support for the RH bill, I'll get you for being a loudmouth fucking asshole.
So let's widen the topic of it. This is kind of how they want to do things, the pro RH people. Instead of educating the people
the anti-RH people,
instead of educating their children or the people around them on how to understand certain things, they would rather erase the things they do not want to hear about.
Yeah, like the word fuck doesn't exist in their world, even though quite, I mean, or let's try and deny the existence of the word fuck.
Or, you know,
as much as possible.
information right. about contraception. You know, they don't want that included in
Instagram. Information about everything. I mean, I was looking at that poor kid. He's going to have a very miserable teenage life.
Scarred for life.
And you know, and probably if like the way that I treated his father by saying, don't you ever fucking talk to me that way again. Right? And don't ever interrupt anybody's conversation that you're not part of. I'm sure that child is seared in his brain. And when he finally realizes when he's 17 that his dad's an asshole, hopefully it's my face that he'll be saying, oh, I heard my dad was an asshole back in 2014 from that guy.
So we did, you know, we did talk about what happened like later in the day, and you did admit that you had.
I do say the word fuck a lot.
Yeah, you used.
I do say the word fuck.
Maybe 60 fucks per minute, or you know.
Yeah. But he set me off. I was just realizing I wasn't saying the word fuck so much the night before.
Yeah.
The guy really kind of ruined my lunch and set me like on this fuckapalooza. Like,
okay. We are, by the way, setting records for the most fucks
on a fucking free thinkers.
Yeah.
Can somebody out there count it?
Okay.
If you can count how many fucks are you get a free throw for me?
Oh, there you go. Somebody do that, right?
For the whole podcast, not just until this point.
But
let me say fuck
again. You know, on hindsight, you know, emotions were high.
Emotions were high.
On hindsight. Did we do the right thing? I mean, did...
I think I was a little bit too harsh. I think... I scarred that child.
I scarred
that child with his father. I mean, like, I think it was a bit too much the way that I totally dressed his father down. It's terrible to dress a father down in front of their own children. But he asked for it.
If the father is watching this particular podcast, do you have any messages for him?
I won't say fuck you because the damage has been done.
Okay.
I will just maintain my story. I'm sorry. And I won't use the word fucking.
And if the kid is watching, watch this censored version of this particular podcast. No, I'm kidding. We won't give Derek that much work. He's already done a lot.
Yeah. In situations like this, if I were the father and I heard a conversation there that had the word fuck two tables away, you know. It is my responsibility as a father to distract that child or to really protect the kid's ears from that word fuck. It is not my responsibility to go to that person over there and stop them from what they are saying. That's really infringement on freedom of speech, infringement on personal space.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's him getting rid of his own responsibilities as a father and throwing it at me and saying it's my fault that his son will hear the word.
Yeah, the situation reminds me of this particular skit by, I think it was Louis C.K. Who said, you know, some conservative parents don't like marriage equality because they don't want to have to explain to their kids what's going on. And what Louis C.K. said is, it's your own shitty kid, explain it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that's happening here. They could have educated them, used this as an opportunity for education to happen, and instead they use it as an opportunity for censoring.
Yeah.
You know, those are basically the key words. You know, we like education, and
it's going to be out there. I mean, like it's just what you do with that education. You're going to hear the word fuck. You don't have to use it as much as I do. But it's really it's really the responsibility of the parent in this situation. And he was trying to use his child, as nice I said, an avatar for his anger against me and the group and being group our age.
Yes. Right? So let's take it to the extreme here. Could we have talked about something that was inappropriate, you know, for any
parent? Well, if we were talking about bestiality, sodomy, if we were talking about, like, you know, let me think. Oh, there's a whole lot of other topics out there in the internet. They're much scarier than what my comment was.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm sure that child has access to that. If the kid wants to look up coprophilia, look up coprophilia.
I will look that up.
Okay. Or two girls in one cup. I mean, like, it's really up to that.
Or sounding, right? Or
sounding.
Bifurcation.
Or Mr. Hands.
Or, you can look this on up.
You don't have to. You don't have to look up for these things, kids. You don't have to.
Should we add links?
The information is out there, whether I like it or you like it or your mom and dad or any parent likes it at all. It is the responsibility of that parent to make sure that when that kid sees Mr. Hands, two girls in one cup, and whatever, he is morally already sound that he will not want to mimic or become part of two girls in one cup. I mean, it's really the choice of the individual choice. Don't look for two girls in one cup. you'll never be able to unsee it. I promise you.
But it's not. Anyway, we won't talk about Two Girls, One Cup. This is also the most Two Girls, One Cup mentioned in a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay? But all of these things are out there, and it's so hard to be a parent nowadays.
Yeah. It's not easy being a parent out there. But you know, if you just make your kid grow up with proper morals, being secure in who he is, being secure in his own powers and self-worth, trust me, that the kid will do his own self-censoring.
Then the first step, I guess, as with any problem, is acceptance of the issue. These words are out there. So if you're a parent, just better accept that your kids are going to hear these things.
Kids, you're going to hear these things.
Yeah. And teach them about the principles. Talk about it in a good way so that the next time this happens, they come to you. No, they don't go to Google.
Yeah.
Where they'll probably search for, you know, things on X videos or whatever. Just go straight to the parents. I mean, talk to your kids as if they were your children and not some, you know, precious little gems that you don't want to
get
dirty.
No, the worst thing you can do to a child is shelter.
Yeah.
Because if you over-shelter your child, that kid will have no handles and no way to handle the real world around them.
Okay.
I mean, you know, really, the more you shelter a child, you think you're protecting them, but you're actually making that kid more vulnerable to the things that are out there. Education is always the key to strengthening a child's position in this world, whether the education include the word fuck in it or not.
And that's a perfect statement to end this podcast on. So thank you so much for being with us here today. Any messages for the children and parents out there who are watching this podcast?
Fuck is only a word. Right? Words can do much damage. Actions can do much worse. Right? So, just differentiate what is a good word from a bad word. Like, fuck is alright, nigger is not.
Okay. Thank you so much for watching this podcast, and see you next time.